Students at University of Alaska campuses are facing a steady rise in tuition through the year 2012, despite a plea from student leaders and some regents to institute more moderate increases. The Board of Regents on Friday voted 6-3 to raise tuition an average of 7% starting in the fall of 2011. That's on top of increases already in place this year and next. Anne Sutton reports.
The coalition of student leaders brought a novel approach to the Juno meeting. They said they were supporting a tuition hike, just not such a high one. UA President Mark Hamilton was recommending a 5% increase for lower division classes and a 10% increase for upper division classes in the 2012 academic year. Students asked the board to consider instead a 3% and a 7% hike, although Coalition Speaker Peter Finn of Anchorage said they'd prefer to oppose it altogether.
But the reality is that the way they've structured the system now, the need for tuition increases is kind of ingrained in the fabric of the university at this point. It isn't like it's always going to be that way, but in the meantime, if we're going to have tuition increases, we want to have increases that are not going to be backbreaking.
In testimony before the board on Friday, Fairbanks student Nicole Carvajal said a 71% rise in tuition over the last 10 years, coupled with sparse opportunities for financial aid, has forced some students to leave school or take fewer classes. She added that by raising tuition, the university's signaling to the state legislature that when times are tight, it's willing to put the squeeze on students.
This is the wrong message to send. We want to show the legislature just how valuable the university itself is and how important every single student is. If one student isn't living up to their full potential just because of the cost of school, that's too many.
A majority of regents, however, endorsed Hamilton's approach. Board Chair Cynthia Henry said she was sympathetic to students' concerns, but felt the increase was necessary.
In the discussion, we talked about, sort of what you pay for, and the improvements to program and facilities in recent years really does have greater value. So there is a greater value coming with that higher tuition. And so there was concern that if we did not approve what the president was recommending, that it could mean some cuts.
Henry says cuts would likely have to come from faculty and programs, since the administration has already been pared down. Taking into account the smaller increases already in place for next year, the hike will mean a student with 15 credits will be paying about $5,100 a semester in 2012, compared to $4,500 a semester currently. Henry says that's still a good deal. UA tuition is close to average among colleges and universities in other Western states and generally has undergone a slower percentage rise over the last 10 years. Meanwhile, cash-strapped schools like Washington State University and the University of California are facing much higher increases.
That was also a part of our discussion. It is a good bargain for the students.
But while Alaska may be on par with other states on tuition, it's a different story when it comes to state financial aid, which is decided by the state legislature. According to UA Public Affairs Director Kate Ripley, state grant aid averages $416 per student in other Western schools and only $28 per student in Alaska. Alaska lawmakers often cite the permanent fund dividend check as a form of financial aid. Student leaders say they'll step up their lobbying efforts at the Capitol next session for more needs-based assistance. Henry anticipates regents will support increased aid with a resolution. Mark Hamilton told the board he spoke to Governor Sean Parnell about the need to broaden incentives beyond just the top 10% of students.
We have people who, I believe, quit early because they just don't see the possibility of access financially.
Students also are asking regents to consider a $1 hourly increase in student wages. Wages currently range from $7.50 to $9.50 an hour, and Fairbanks student Todd Vorasek told the board they've been stagnant for years.
The cost of living escalates 1.3% annually, while students have seen a 0% increase in compensation over the last 7 years. By raising the wage one full dollar, the regents will be giving students a 1.5% annual increase over the past 7 years, where staff and faculty receive approximately 3-4% annual raises.
Henry anticipates regents will address a student wage increase at a future regents meeting. In Juneau, I'm Ann Sutton.